Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabo Kancube. Tonight, we are looking at the alleged abduction and murder of opposition CCC activist Tapfumane Masaya, whose mutilated and decomposed body was found in Cleveland, Harare, yesterday. Masaya was kidnapped by alleged intelligence agents and ZANU-PF supporters on Saturday while campaigning for a parliamentary by-election in Mavukum. We will also talk about the Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mudenda, expelling 18 CCC legislators today, despite a High Court ruling minutes earlier stopping any further recalls by self-proclaimed CCC Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu. But first, let us take a look at what is happening in the Middle East. Eilat, the southernmost town in Israel, became one of the main hubs for evacuees from areas under rocket barrage from Gaza since the October 7 attacks. Now, the town has become the target of drone and missile attacks, VOA's Natasha Mokovaya reports.
When sirens warn of a rocket attack, residents of Eilat in southern Israel have about 30 seconds to get a shelter. But before a drone crashed into a school last week, there was no siren, just a whirring noise followed by an explosion. Twelve-year-old Gal Harari says most students had already left the building, with about 40 inside for after-school activities.
We were preparing in the past few days. We had a lot of drills, so the students knew what to do. We were lucky that nobody got hurt. It was a real miracle.
The drone, which Israel Defense Forces say came from Syria, damaged the building. There were no injuries.
The Israeli resort city of Eilat was supposed to become a safe shelter for over 60,000 people evacuated from towns and villages in southern Israel that were under rocket attacks from Gaza. Yet this city became target for ballistic missiles fired by Houthi rebels from Yemen and also drones launched from Syria. One of those drones crashed into the elementary school building right behind me.
Gal's mother, Sharon Harari, says she used to tell her daughter the school is the safest place because their family home doesn't have a shelter.
I really thought it was the safest place and that the girls need to go to the routine of studies alongside the war and continue their lives. But unfortunately, it didn't happen because there was no siren and no alert. And if this happened, anything could happen.
She says the conflict is taking its toll on the children.
Even when the kid is not physically hurt, he is psychologically hurt. And the kids here of all ages are scared. They don't sleep at night. They're afraid to go to the restroom by themselves. They're not going to play outside. Even though it looks pastoral with the sea and everything, it's all very pretty and we are trying hard, but we are scared. And if this happened, anything could happen.
Last week, the Israel Defense Forces said its long-range Arrow air defense system intercepted a surface-to-surface missile over the Red Sea, launched toward Eilat. The IDF did not say who was behind the missile, although Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels claimed firing ballistic missiles toward southern Israel. Darin Ray's family is among the survivors of the October 7 attack on kibbutz near Oz by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror organization. One-fourth of the community of 400 were among the victims. At least 20 people were killed and more than 70 kidnapped. She says Hamas was inside her family's home, but couldn't break into the fortified room where she, her husband, and their three kids were hiding, holding the door for 8 hours. The family evacuated to Eilat, which now is being targeted. For the surviving Near Oz members, it will be years before they can return to their kibbutz if they decide to.
There is a plan that we go together to some place with buildings that it's very different from our life, just for 2 or 3 years. And in the end, we're supposed to come back to the kibbutz after they will fix everything and make it renew. I don't know if I come back. Actually, I want to say that I don't come back because my kids are very scared. And also, my husband, we promised them all of their life, don't be scared. The soldiers is here. They work here very hard for us, and they will never let something happen.
On October 7th, she says, nobody came. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Eilat, Israel.
Thanks, Natasha, for that report. Back to our main topic, the United States Embassy in Zimbabwe issued a statement today condemning the murder of CCC activist Taphumane Masia, saying the United States is alarmed by the reported abduction and death of an opposition campaign worker in Zimbabwe. We call for a full investigation by the local authorities, peaceful preparations for the December by-election, and an end to political violence. Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, and Southern African Human Rights Defenders Network also issued a joint statement saying the Zimbabwean authorities must immediately address the escalating cases of abductions, arbitrary detention, torture, and killing of parliament members, opposition political activists, and human rights defenders. This is a somber atmosphere engulfed the Mapfuku Tafara community today following yesterday's grisly discovery of the decomposed body of Masia, a respected member of the community and bishop who was abducted on Saturday while conducting a door-to-door campaign for his party candidate in the December 9 parliamentary by-elections, Munyaradzi Fabian Kufa Akutizwi. CCC officials say Masia, a church leader in Mapfuku Tafara, was killed with sharp weapons, likely machetes, judging from the deep cuts discovered all over his body. Munyaradzi Fabian Kufa Akutizwi, the Mapfuku Tafara candidate in the December 9 by-election, who was recalled by self-proclaimed CCC Interim Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu, says the community is in shock.
Some people are heartless. Unoraya munhu kunge huku kubata kunoponda. Bozisu semwana ataita handifungi kuti munhu iye paakanopambwa handifungi kuti akatora kana ma hours. I think vakatomuuraya within the 5 hours anenge vanga vapedza naye. Bozi 30 anga ari. Even the report yandakanzwa chichanjero vakadzika vakabata mabhemba. Vanhu vakaine mabharastiki nemabhemba. Bozi vakachekwa miri vese. So some people are so heartless. Ende kana kuti zvinzwisise kuti chii chiri kuitika kuti ingave nyika here yekuti ingaurayirana.
Mourners have gathered in Mapfuku to stand with the family of the late pastor, with CCC activists vowing to continue the fight for democracy. Activist Mambokadze Fumukazi says they will not be intimidated.
Apa tukona tuku election kwa tukuenda. Election izere kuchishidzirana. Kana inini izo soko tara kwa ndukita panu. Ndukuto onzwa kuchika. Nekuti tunoramba tichingoti tisharohwa, tishatorwa. Mune kutyisidzirana kuda kudzora vanhu mumashure. Asi chandinoziva ndechekuti vangatore havo inini. Asi muno mabvuku, election yatapfuura, president vedu vachamisa, vakaona 20,000 something votes. Vanhu ivava
vasina. In other news, a Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mudenda, expelled 18 CCC legislators today, despite a High Court ruling minutes earlier stopping any further recalls by self-proclaimed CCC Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu. The ousted lawmakers include 5 senators and 13 members of the National Assembly. One of them is CCC Chief Whip Amos Achibaya, who spoke to Studio 7.
I'm a speaker. I call my members a CCC. I'm sitting in the middle of the city. I'm sitting in court. The application is interdict. I'm a speaker. I call my MPs. I'm in the parliament. The CCC.
chikonzero chiri chekuti nyaya yedu iri pakati pematare edzimosva yekuona kuti takakukwidza kuti anonzi changu kutripusi atidi atimuzivi saka interdict angari kuti iyo vanofanira kumisa speaker senate president kuti muchazoita ma recalls kana nyaya pera kupi kudare reparliament kudare re court
kwa record wavanhu vangani
sana vangani zve vari ku nomination assembly 13
kuti pai ukairi full sentence kana pane vasara muri kuona kunge kusarudza kurikola vanhu vari kusarudza sei vari kusarudza vanhu vakaita sei vari kutageto
I think regarding yatso kutsanangura zviri clear so that munyatso capture zvanaka what happened today.
That was a recalled opposition CCC chief whip Amos Chibaya. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. For now, we are joined by our guests, Moses Langa, the ZANU-PF Youth Chairman for Matabeleland and South, Pasho Raphael Sibanda, the recalled opposition CCC MP for Cowdery Park, and now a parliamentary candidate. And we are also hoping to have Mr. Kalipani Pugeni as well. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. Siqale ngawe laphana Pasho la ngenkathazo lezo sesibona omunye wena sesichiya laphana emabhuku.
Ubuhlungu imadolo nzima kubi obelizwendele leZimbabwe sikhokelwa ngobhinya inyamazana okokuthi sokubulalisa ukuthi ihlanga lohulumende. So inhliziyo zethu zibuhlungu, imoya yethu iphansi, sasila ntokozo, sasila vuyo ngesehlakalo sokuthi uBishop Takumaneyi ayezithola esebhubhile on account of politics. So kubuhlungu sikili, asina ntokozo, asina vuyo, ike ngakusho.
Ye, ngiyabonga. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Moses laphana uyamuzwa laphana uhle wangena ngokuthi hayi lina abebandla elikhokhelayo yini elilesandla laphana ukubona njani wena laphana?
Kuba nzima ukubana nxa umuntu evele ecabanga ukuthi ibandla lethu leZANU-PF libandla elilwayo elilodlame and I know our president Dr. Ibinawa is always pretty peace. And as a money does around the country, we are public in peace. The issue of violence or anything that might be done in Lisbon, Zimbabwe, I'm a police, I will have a certain delay. I was very angry, and then I was very, I'm a perpetrator of violence. Now, I'm a very colleague of the other ones, and I know that there is a lot of peace.
Yeah, Nyabonga, Moses. Yeah, Pasho, we're going to have sibone amanye omunye wenu njalo ungadzore ehlangana lodubo olufanayo nje kusikhathi esedluleyo kodwa kwaba kuhle ukuthi akasafanga njengebandla kuyini elikhayelela ukuthi libe likwenza ukuthi livikele amanye amalunga enu
iyabonga umbuzo omuhle kodwa ngifisa ukuthi abantu bakithi bebuzisise ukuthi ukuthunjwa kwabantu ukuthotshwa kwabantu esilwa nabo laba kupolitiki abakuqalanga lo nyaka uzakhumbula ukuthi ngama-80 saba le-ukurahuli uzakhumbula ukuthi ngo-2008 saba le-violence eyiphuma ukuthi long sleeve short sleeve uzakhumbula njalo ukuthi mina lo uphasha uRafael wakusibanda okhulu ephulumayo ngo-2019 my house was raided couch party ubabonga wabhyatshwa wachiwa emangcwabeni eluseze saba nama-abductions amaningi so the pattern is the same and okubuhlungu ukuthi abantu abathumba abantu siyabazi sibabona laphana kodwa lababuhla ukuthi thina senzani njenge-citizens coalition for change laba abantu babathagisanga isiphu sikuphela kodwa laba abantu bathagise amazimbabwe why sithi bathagise amazimbabwe lo mfo wethu osishiyileyo emavuku ubishop Tafumaney ufe ngemva kokubana kulontshwe icampaign e-by-election which came as a result of i-illegal recall eyabangelwayo okungekho emthethweni so this is an attack not only to our party but to the general public ukuthi kungani sekusesabisa ukuthi abantu benzele enkundleni kancintisana so in my view na ngingakubeka ngesikhiwa sesiphendukile kwisikhathi sombhuqazo egukurahundi ukuthi kwakusesabisa ukuphikisana leli lilahle so kungumlandu kithi esopolitika kakhulukazi esikuthi kunesi-coalition for change ekhokhelwa ngu-advocate Nelson Chamisa nakuma-Zimbabweans wonke abona kufanele ukuthi siphume embusweni lowenzano eyinotho wawulalilizwe wachiya abantu bakithi ngonalothi
ngiyabonga laphana Moses coming back to you siyamuzwa laphana esithi yena hathi kukhanya ngani sekusiba nzima elizweni ukuthi kube la baba le mibono ephikisana lebandla elibusayo wena ukubona njani laphana kanye lokuthi nje uphendule akuthileyo ubona njani
one thing omele sinanzele thina njengabatha njengabantu engikwazi baqeqeshile bahambe esikole ukubana i-Zanu-PF government has managed to hold elections since 1980 bethatha uzivuse after ngemva kokuncindezelwa ngabamhlophe labo kubana singazivusi thina njengabantu abangisundu and akuzange kuthiwe ama-opposition parties ayablokwa to contest any election and whether they form whatever happens Zimbabwe's government is always allow open space for people to campaign freely and do whatever they want bona that space is Zimbabwe for all and the government of Zimbabwe always said peace begins with me peace begins with all of us and for him to include issues to do Gukurahundi anything is above board because I know there's a reconciliation committee which is doing that so I cannot comment further on that because those allegations that he has and I can't comment on them
siyabonga Moses Pasha laphana sike sezwa when ukhuluma laphana you also mentioned recalls and we understand there are 18 people from your party that have been recalled today how do you view this
this is an attack on democracy where else in the world have we ever seen democratically elected MPs being dismissed through election. Bavotelwa ngabantu kodwa sesikhishwa ngencwadi. Sikhishwa ngencwadi eyomuntu ozithi yena ulilunga le-Citizens Coalition for Change. Singamazi engaziwa ngabantu. Lokho kutshengisa ukuthi eZimbabwe ama-institutions kawahlonitshwa. Kutshengisa ukuthi iPhalamende kayihlonitshwa. Kutshengisa ukuthi i-justice system kayikho. Kutshengisa ukuthi i-democracy kayikho because I can point you in this platform. Where else in the world have you ever seen abantu abashitshe ePhalamende behlale ama-days? Where else have you ever seen ama-councillors ashitshe ekhanselini
So if you repeat, this is the more denied before. This is the more denied attack on democracy to the people of Zimbabwe. It's painful once government full spend $5 million to buy elections. Why would they spend $5 million to buy elections? It shows ukuthi uhulumende esilaye akaqakathekisi impilo zabantu, uphatha abantu beZimbabwe yethu. So yibuhlungu ngoba imali yama taxpayers, imali yabantu esetshenziswa eZimbabwe, iyakulokhu isetshenziswa kuma-election. Ngoba sonke siyazi ukuthi ama-records lawa vele kaanangqondo kwakungamelanga abe khona. Yinto engakutsho mayelana ngendaba yama-records ngizwile ukuthi namuhla imposter attempted to recall further 13 members of parliament loba nje sizama ukuthi sikumise emakhothi, kodwa akumelanga vele kuze kuze kufike khona.
Ye, ngiyabonga laphana. Kodwa ungaka ikhathana laphana uthe abebandla leZANU-PF yibo abayenza lokho. Kodwa bona ngaphambilini nje bake bakuyala besithi ngokwamdeni besithi indaba yomdeni lapho leyi ebandla le-TCC. Ungafuna ukuthi usichazisele yini lapho? Besike sazama ukuthi sibambe ubaba uPhugeni uthi la ebephakathi lapha asazi ukuthi sizakwenelisa ukuthi simbambe na. Kodwa okakhathesi ungasichazisele ukuthi kungaba indaba yomdeni yini kumbe hatshi lokho kulesandla esiphakathi.
Ngiyabonga, asingeke sithi ngiyangikhaya kumbe ngiyomdeni. Ngani ngoba ubaba womuzi webandla le-CCC wathugenelson Shamisa ukubeka ukhulumela egcekeni njengamadola embuzi ukuthi lo muntu ozithi ngu-SG ozithi ngunobhala jikelele we-CCC kasimanga. Not only that, okwesibili ebandleni le-Citizens Coalition for Change esalisungula ngomnyaka owedlulileyo kasila sikhundla okuthiwa ngu-Secretary General, kasila nto enjalo. Kufanana nokuthi umuntu abuye esithi yena ungu-form 6 e-primary school, kasila sikhundla esinjalo. Saziwa yilabo abavumela ukuthi ama-records angikhona abe khona. Yikho libona ukuthi uspeaker wayesithi yena owakho umsebenzi uyamukela incwadi lala kuphela. Kodwa sonke siyazi ukuthi uspeaker lilunga lebandla leZANU-PF. Yikho ke lapho esixoxana nabo khona thina ukuthi siyalicela thina ukuthi kowethu umuzi ngasila sikhundla esinje, kodwa lina lithi umuntu olesikhundla esinje uvela kweleni bani. So it's only in Zimbabwe where mediocre, where craziness is allowed to take place at the expense of taxpayers' money. And we can't and we will not allow that.
Ngiyabonga. Ye, sesenelisa ukuthi sibambe ubaba uPhugeni. Khaliphani Phugeni is the spokesperson for Sengezo Chabangu, who is the self-proclaimed Secretary General for CCC. Baba Phugeni, siyalambulela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu mhlangano.
Ye, uthe ungena lapha kuhlelo uPhasho bekhuluma lapha esithi hatshi ubona abavumelani la likwenzayo ngoba uthi yena kuyafana nje lokuthi umntwana ukuthi esikolo se-primary kube lo muntu ongena lapha nesithi yena uyenza u-form 6 uthi hatshi isikhundla esithiwa ngesikababa uChabangu asikho laphana kubandla. Njalo siyabona lapho ukuthi namhlanje kulabanye abantu abayi-18 elibaxotshisileyo laphana. Ungenelisa ukuthi ungene laphana usichazele ukuthi are you going to continue with these recalls or this is the end of it? Where are we going?
Manje mhlakazi ngizoba le nkinga. Uyakhumbula last time ngilana ngakutshela ukuthi mina ngiqinyiwe bo ngihlale kuma meetings angithini kodwa ngathinga ukuthi street word ukuthi hayi nalokho bethi ngizithi mina hayi ungabongi ukupresenta kulawo ma-platforms. Manje ngingena uyatsho futhi ukuthi ozithi so kuzoba nzima ukuthi ngimele nethile ukuthi mabebemthothoza ngaleyo ndlela hayi ngingabi yi-part of it akafuni ukuthi ngimele. So kuzoba nzima-ke ukuthi ngimele ngiphendule yonke le mbuzo ngoba ngingena nje ngingena ngokuthi ukuthi ngikhulumela umnumzana kuthaba ngu-ozithi ungu-SG and yena uthi hhayi wahambe enkantolo-ke futhi akuyena u-SG inkantolo yafika yachitha. So kuzoba nzima ukuthi ngiqhubeke ma abantu bembonisa ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi bona sebethetha isangoti kanti kubele ukuthi ngabe banyutshala.
Ye ngiyakuzwa laphana babaphugeni sikhangele udaba oluphume namhlanje e-High Court lapha abathi khona benelisa ukuthi bamise ukuxotshwa kwamalunga e-CCC kutshoni khonokho kusikhundla sikababa uChabang.
Angikwazi phela msakazi, ngiyafisa ukuyiphenda yonke le mbuzo kodwa kumele ulungise phela ngoba anti njengoba usenza kanje lokhu kuyaphuma ebulenjini namhlanje kusuku kuzobe kulalele khona lokhu bakuChabang. Besengathi mina sengisenzokwami kanti vele into engiyenza-ke yona yami anti ngithunyiwe mina. Uma umntwana ethunyiwe uyatshelwa umntwana ukuthi hamba uzohamba kunje kunje kungayenza kanje hhayi wena wenze kanje kanje kanje. So kuzoba nzima sibili ukuthi ngiqhubeke ngenkulumo malithi olimbiza ngokuthi ozibiza et ngoba mina uzothi ma ngisikethi ukuthi mabe ngitheni kuyebe ngithe mabe ngithothoza ngaleyo ndlela hhayi ungabi ungangikhulumela angifuni ukuba yi-part of it bese ngisithini.
Hhayi siyabonga baba Phugeni. Coming back to you Moses, you heard the pastor speaking about the recalls. Your reaction to his comments?
I wish I was number one the spokesperson of the party or parliament, but I need to connect with the rule of the rule of the rule. So, but then I wish I mean, say you, I'm not sure if I'm going to ask you, but you look at my day, you get a call, I am a monkey or a super team, and when I'm going to be a government, you get a proof because you're a super team. So, I'm not sure if I comment on it, meaning like 15.
Sorry, gentlemen, we are out of time, and thank you all for joining us. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.